Well, this summer's intense heat has had many people watering their lawns and gardens to try to keep them green. But in some cases, folks are doing more harm than good. Joining us live, WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior. Mike, it is just so hot during the day. A lot of folks are watering in the evening when it cools off. Is that a no-no?
That's a terrible no-no, but it makes so much sense to the people, and it's one of the things that we can really help them if they can understand why it's wrong. Because it's so natural. You get home from work, you see your plants are wilted or drought-stressed, and you water them. And you know what? If you water them at the soil line and you don't splash any water on the leaves, you're not doing any harm and you're putting some water into the soil. But if you soak their leaves with a sprinkler or by shooting them with a hose when you get home, and those plants sit wet overnight, they could be dead with powdery mildew or other diseases in a week, especially if that night turns out to be humid. It just breeds the disease spores exponentially.
Wow. What about putting a hose down by the base of a tree?
That is not a bad idea. During these drought times, anybody who has new plantings in the ground at least once a week should be dropping a hose at the base of that tree or shrub, turning it on so it just drips very slowly, and leave it on for 24 hours. Let it really soak and saturate that soil, but only do that once or twice a week. Let the plant dry out naturally in between.
Anything else you can do to help plants retain that moisture?
Don't panic. Don't cut your lawn during a dry heat wave. For God's sake, don't feed your lawn until the summer is over. Once the summer is over, it'll be time to give lawns a big feeding. But especially if you're using chemical fertilizers, they dehydrate plants to begin with. So if your lawn is dry and drought-stressed, throwing massive amounts of chemical salts on them doesn't seem like the best idea. The best thing people can do is not panic, water deeply in the morning, and trust in the plant's natural ability to survive if there isn't too much human help in the room.
Good advice. That's our WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.